Steve Dale here with you on WGN. Stephen Dubai has an amazing story that we are going to share with you. I mean, Stephen, you are not even supposed to live to the age of 8 or 9 years old, and here you are on the telephone with me now. At least you better be. And you're how old?
I am 67.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible story, for which, of course, you can tell better than I. And it's also in the book, Grateful Guilt, which is what we'll explain. Why the title? Why is that the title? Living in the Shadow of My Heart. So tell me the story.
Well, in a nutshell, the day I was born, they started cutting into me. I had 3 operations the day I was born for minor things. But then when I was 5, they discovered I had something wrong with my heart, and they discovered I had something called ASD, or atrial septum defect. And that was, at the time, that's what everybody commonly calls a hole in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 5 years old when they discovered that, and at that time, only 50% of the children were living through that operation. And during my first operation, they discovered I had a second hole, and I had a vein plumb backwards, and they couldn't repair all of that at one time. So they put me back together repairing one hole, and then a year later, they attempted to do the second hole in the vein. And at that time, no one had lived through 2 open-heart operations for ASD repair until me. So that was I did that when I was 6 years old. I lived through 2. And I was the first to do that. And then they told my parents that I wouldn't make it out of I wouldn't get past 10. And then I was told as a teenager that I wouldn't get past my 20s. On my 17th birthday, I had an out-of-body experience when I had a nearly fatal heart incident brought on by a drug that they had given me.
Stephen, I want to pause you for just 1 second. I mean,
sure.
Dean Richards was talking a little about this earlier today, and it was fascinating. So when you say out-of-body experience, what happened?
Oh, you know, the normal things that you hear about. I'd never heard about it. Actually, Kubler-Ross's book came out after I had the experience, and when I read her book, I couldn't believe everything. But, you know, the whole thing, you float out of your body, you see everything. I saw my mother in the backyard. I saw who she was talking to, what he was wearing. I, you know, floated up through the blackness towards this light. And I documented in the book.
Right.
It was really quite an experience, and I still consider it the best birthday present I ever had.
Huh. So the name of the book is Grateful Guilt. Why is that?
Living in the shadow of my heart.
Why is Grateful Guilt though the title?
Because I've now had 4 open hearts, 2 for heart transplants. So I've had 2 heart transplants. And a lot of recipients of transplants, no matter what the organ, feel guilty about, especially when they get it from somebody who's passed, that, you know, they're still alive and that person died when they were the ones who were deathly sick and the person who was the donor was, you know, usually healthy. So that's where the guilt comes in. You have a tremendous amount of survivor's guilt after you have an organ like a heart.
Do you still?
To a degree. Not as much, but to a degree.
Well, it's been said, and you explain it in your book, that you're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be here talking to me. And
no.
The reason why
I've almost died 11 times now.
Yeah, and the reason why you are, according to at least what you write and what some doctors have said, is your mental attitude. Is mental attitude all that important?
It's beyond all that important. It is everything. Look, a doctor can do everything he can do for you, but you're the one who has to do the healing. So if you don't have a good attitude, you're not going to heal. So you have to keep your attitude of gratitude. You have to be grateful for all things. You have to, and that includes the bad, because you don't know. Sometimes, how many times in your life have you thought something was terrible that happened to you and it turned out to be good? You have to be grateful for all things. You have to be grateful at all times. You have to just have this attitude that you're where you're supposed to be. This is your life path. And, you know, learn the lessons from where you are, good or bad. And, you know, you're the one who does the healing, not the doctors. The patient is the one that does the healing.
Well, you know, what was it? Norman Cousins, who said, laughter is the best medicine. And I'm trying to think of the author of another book that simply said, everything you just said in an entire book, you know, hundreds of words, if not, yeah, I mean, thousands of words, actually, that says it's all about attitude. Medical science has actually indicated some of that.
Right.
It is that important, and is laughter, by the way, the best medicine?
Oh, my gosh. Laughter is, I think, vitally important. And, you know, as I got older, you know, when I was a little child getting these operations, I was just a terrified little child. But, you know, once I started getting older and still having operations and everything, I just realized how important humor was. And especially on my last heart transplant, the idea that medicine is the best, laughter is the best medicine, is very strong with me. And I made sure that my doctors wanted to come into my room. We were always laughing when they came into my room. I would tell jokes. They would tell jokes. Mm. I wanted to make it so that doctors, nurses, housekeeping, anybody involved with my care, no matter who they were on the ladder, they're all important. Everybody's important. And by having a room where people want to come into your room, that means they want to help you. That means that they were going to go out of their way to find a way to solve your problem. And that's part of it. Laughter certainly is a healing thing. And I can't tell you how the doctors and the nurses joined in and making jokes and pulling pranks. It was fantastic.
How's your health now, Stephen?
It's probably the best it's been in a very long time.
Good. Well, I'm sorry we're so short on time, but that doesn't mean we cannot have you on the radio again. Your story is inspiring. The book, friends, is inspiring. Grateful Guilt, Living in the Shadow of My Heart. Stephen Tobai is the author. Happy Valentine's Day, Stephen.
Happy Valentine to you and to your listeners.